Welcome to a new video on the Optish Trade Debates. My name is Theodore.
My name is Andras.
And you have probably seen that we are doing a lot of videos about Leica lately. So we came to the topic of Magnus rifle scopes made by Leica. So Andras, I know you covered a lot about this topic. I think you searched also through all the questions we received on the emails and so on. So where should we start?
Yeah, the questions that we receive from our customers mostly have to do with the physical and optical appearance, but I think that we should probably start with the history behind the Magnus series.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you probably know, Leica is producing the binoculars for 110 years, and during their entire history, they tried with rifle scopes every couple of decades. And Magnus is their first try, at least to my knowledge, when they went into the top premium class of products. So they came out with Magnus in 2011. This was the first generation of Magnus. Those here on the table are the second generation of Magnus. And they sparked a lot of interest from the start because they were actually the first real contender to the Swarovski Z6. Because 20 years ago or even more or less, size dominated the market, and Swarovski with with rifle scopes with 4x zoom, with I would say more or less classical design. Then in 2007, the Swarovski came out with 6x zoom and all the clever features with ballistic turrets, with illuminated reticle and so on. And from 2007 to 2011, they more or less dominated the market because nobody else was offering something with a super zoom magnification range. And then Leica came out in 2011 with their Magnus, which had a bigger zoom factor, which had a wider field of view, and which had quite a few really interesting features. Then a lawsuit happened between Leica and Swarovski, but Swarovski was not successful in that lawsuit, and Leica still exists with Magnus today. This is a little bit about history. What happened later was in, I think in 2011, this model came out. In 2016, the second generation was introduced to the market. This is the current one. You see the difference between the first generation and the second generation in the letter I. This is the most obvious.
And this is a little bit confusing, if I'm correct, at this moment.
It is confusing at this moment because in 2017 they came out with a non-illuminated Magnus, which has the same name as the
first generation illuminated. Yeah.
So now it's a little bit confusing, but Leica, it is confusing with names often. If we look at their binoculars and those Type 402, Type 403 and HDR, which meant for two different types of binoculars and so on, so they are... Yeah.
They luckily got rid of that with the Geovitz, right?
Now they got rid of it, and with the rifle scopes, at the moment they have quite a little bit of... I would say it's a little bit problematic to know if somebody is selling you the Magnus and you don't see the picture, if it's non-illuminated current version or it's the first generation illuminated version. So, but still, we can maybe go deeper into the Magnus range. What were the other common questions?
Now we get to the common questions that we receive, and this is what are the advantages of Leica rifle scopes in terms of, I don't know, physical appearance, let's say the turrets, I don't know, the illumination system as such.
Well, I would say if we look at the outside, what is really, really nice with Leica Magnus is the feel and the actual build quality, which is superb. And I also extremely like the illumination control system because it's so intuitive and so easy to use, even with gloves and so on. You just turn the whole knob either to the left or to the right if you wish to go into the preset mode for low light use or daytime use, because all of the Magnus I rifle scopes have an internal illumination system which is also daytime bright and has, I think, in total 120 intensity levels, so you're really able to set it to exactly the level you need at the at that moment, at that lighting conditions. So you choose the pre-setting here.
So first you have to rotate the knob either to the left
or
right.
You rotate, then you click either on the left or on the right side to use plus and minus to adjust the appropriate intensity level. And it's really, really nice. The illumination in this Magnus is probably one of the best on the markets. Normally other producers of this class also have good illumination systems. But I like the controls more on Leica than on any other. And the dot inside of the reticle, it's really crisp, it's nicely rounded, it doesn't have a star effect and so on. Mm-hmm. And 120 intensity levels are, this is enough for any use and for any user.
And the battery compartment is down below.
Yeah,
you can just read it here. And
now on this second generation, it's even nicer. So it has a special compartment door which secure the battery in place, and it's really high quality. So when they were changing from first generation to the second generation, they didn't do some revolutionary changes. They just made everything better. Like this compartment, it's not a big change. It doesn't really change the function of the scope. But when you're changing the battery, you see how much better it is than the previous solution they had. The second change between the first and the second generation is the illuminated dot inside of the reticle. Now it's much smaller. It's really, really nice. It's really fine. It's I think 1 centimeter per 100 meters of coverage on the highest magnification, or it's a magnification 12. You have to check it on our webpage, but it's really, really nice and crisp. What was also new is the turrets. They have a different function for resetting zero. So you just push inside and then you're able to rotate the ring with engraved values. And also the feel of
the clicks.
Of the clicks and everything, it's really, really nice. It's metal feel, metal. I like it more than competitors which have plastic turrets. We know all these scopes in this class hold zero well, they're easy to zero and so on, but the feel of Leica, it's a little bit nicer. I would say it comes close to the feel of Schmidt & Bender scopes. So metal, nice feel. So this is on the outside. You can get these scopes either with a Zeiss ZM VM rail. So this is the most common rail standard, and there is a huge selection of mounts for it.
Yeah.
And the finishing is it's matte black. The rubber ring on the magnification ring is normal. Everything is high quality and well made. What you also notice that it's stiff. On all Leica rifle scopes, the magnification rings are quite stiff.
They are. Yeah.
But this is the way how they are made, and they're made to last, I would say. When we talk about the optics, this is something that is really important. They offer approximately 6.3 times zoom. It depends from the model to the model. I think 6.7 on the low light model and 6.3 on the wide angle model. And the wide angle model and all other models, they have the brightest field of view among all the rifle scopes in the market. When you look rifle scopes with magnification 1, they have the widest field among all of them. So
this is probably their main
advantage
over, I don't know, their competitors, Swarovski,
Zeiss. Yeah. They have the widest field of view, and the eye box, so how they are sensitive to the position of the eye so that you see the image, is also probably one of the best. You see the really big lens in the eyepiece, and the actual feel is almost like looking through a glass, the image is all around you. So this is, I would say, the most important feature. So this, the optical performance, because the optics in this Leica is really top class. They offer 92% of light transmission rate, really, really nice contrast and resolution, and extremely wide field of view.
And they also feature Leica's best coatings, including the Aqua Dura on the external lenses.
So they are protected against light scratches, and especially against external fogging. in low light. So when you are hunting in low light, you usually breathe hot air from your lungs to the lenses, which are cold. And with this aqua dura coating, that means that the fog which accumulates on the external surface disappears quicker than without this coating. What is also that this coating protects the lens against light scratches. Normally, if you take a knife
and you cannot protect against that.
But from some unintentional scratches and so on, it protects them.
We don't have to mention all the light transmission enhancing coatings that are used on the internal
There are so many.
Yeah. We just cannot enumerate all of them.
The reticle is in the second focal plane in all models. The reticle, you can choose different different styles of reticles, either from the ballistic reticles, the normal hunting reticles, and so on. There are a couple of special reticles also in the wide-angle model. And there are four models in the whole series. So the wide-angle for driven hunts, the 42 model, this is my personal favorite, 1.5 to 10 by 42, a really compact scope, really nice. And this one is made for stalking. It's probably ideal for stalking. Also in Europe, where there is a lot of combination rifles, I think this is one of the best choices for high-quality combination rifles with a shotgun and center fire in the same rifle. Then you have the 50mm model. This is an all-rounder. Also, again, with the fixed parallax and 100 meters, the whole three models are like this. And I would say this one is the most useful one. You can use it because 1.8 time magnification is not so much different than 1.5. So you can use them on stalking, you can use them on waiting on a raised height. You can even use it in low light because the optics is of such a high quality. And then we have the low light model with an additional adjustable parallax. This one is 2.4 to 16 by 56. This one is for low light and long range because you're able to choose the parallax setting. And normally, if you're buying this one, it's really a smart idea to buy it with the BDC turret.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask next. So the BDC turret is only limited to the all-rounder and the twilight.
And the 42.
And the 42. So only the wide-angle model with it you cannot ask.
No.
Of course, it's logical because
it's logical. You never shoot on 500 yeah. meters with a one to something.
So this Leica turret has a locking function as well.
Yeah,
right?
This is also, I would say, a really unique feature. First of all, because the ballistic turret is probably one of the smallest on the market. I think only Schmidt & Bender has this smaller one. It's made fully out of metal. It has a really nice locking feature. You just turn the whole ring around it to lock it, and it features 95 clicks, which is really a lot for a hunting scope, because with 95 clicks you can reach out to 800 meters. I would say it's far further than any ethical hunting can be done, at least in Europe. And you can buy separately 12 different rings with different engraved values for this ballistic turret. So the rings have engraved distances, like one for 100 meters, two for 200 meters.
So this
meters.
Is an actual ballistic turret where one means 100 meters, yeah, two means yeah. 200 meters.
When you buy the scope, you get it with a ring where only clicks are engraved. So it works like a tactical turret. So you only count the clicks. But you can buy separately 12 different rings with different ballistic curves so that you can match your actual ballistic curve of your rifle with the ring, with the corresponding ring. And then when you turn to, let's say, number three, that means you're set to shoot on 300 meters. I would say the main feature of this BDC turret from Leica is the quality, how it's built, and that it's fully out of metal. So even if you would bump it somewhere, it will still hold. It's not made out of plastic.
Nice.
It's small, it's I would say discreet. It's sometimes, if you're not really paying attention, it's also hard to see that the scope really actually has a BDC turret. And the mechanics is top notch. This is something what Leica is saying, and we tried with a couple of customers. We shot with Leica Magnus out to 500 meters, and the clicks work We didn't test it on, let's say, 800 meters and so on. But what from our current experience is that the BDC turret really works on Leicas and the clicks are really true.
All Nagra Striver scopes are made in Germany, right?
Yeah.
And the warranty is
10 years.
10 years.
I do think that since Leica is such a renowned producer, that they will have a service and possibility to repair anything if something happens, even after when the warranty expires. If you ever run into a problem, just contact us. We will help you. We take care of all our customers if they have any problems with their products. At least the best what we can do. What did we forgot about Magnus?
Nothing. So we mentioned that all four models can be ordered with a rail underneath, right?
Yeah. And the rail is standard CMVM.
Apart from that,
I would highly recommend if you're buying a Leica Magnus, go with the rail. It's definitely a better mounting solution than with rings. Even though it works with rings equally well, but the rail is more aesthetically pleasing and it's even more robust and more reliable mounting solution than the rings. They feature a 30mm tube if you go for the rings.
So even if you go for the rings, there are plenty of mounts to choose from.
And even more
for the rail, as well. Thank you very much for watching. If you forgot something, leave a comment or send us an email. And as always, leave a like, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.